Hold up, I got shit. Goodness we have seen, great Jehovah, great I am.
You're the great Jehovah, great I am.
From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, may your name be ever praised. Great Jehovah, great I am. Great Jehovah, great I am. For his goodness we have seen, great Jehovah, great I am. Great Jehovah, great I am. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, may your name be ever praised. Shiki di pass. Thank you, Lord.
Yield myself
to you.
This is where I want to be.
In your presence, O Lord. Shini maka boko baka shiki di di boko basa di 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 di.
As I listen,
break a man ba shiki di 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 di.
You refresh my soul, my spirit.
Kuri bara baka shiki di 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 ko ba shekara boko baka se.
Give myself
to you. This is where I want to be, in your presence, O Lord. Shiki bakara boko baka seke de 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 de. Kuri bakara boko baka seke de. Kuri bakaba seke de 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 de. Kuba seke de 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 de. Open the door, you pretty bada baka, shake it, did Kora baka baka shake de 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 bo shakara boko baka shake de 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 baka ba. Kora baba 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 baka shake de 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 basa da da de de kora baka baka shake de boko basa di. Makara baka shake de 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 bo shada da 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 kabo sa di karabo se de. God, indeed, we give you glory. We thank you. We honor your holy name. We thank you for this blessed day, this blessed morning. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, your guidance, your hand upon us, your spirit upon us. We do not take it for granted. It has taken your hand. It has taken your power. It has taken your mercy. It has taken your goodness, O God. We submit ourselves to you, O God. You are a faithful Father. You are a faithful God. You are a faithful Redeemer. There is no one else like you, God. We've seen your faithfulness. You've seen your hand. You've seen your goodness. You've seen your kindness. You've seen your grace, O God, of God, Jesus, the Lord. You are faithful, O God. You are faithful. Sharaba karabu kobasa di 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 koraba kabasa di 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 kabaka baka shiki di. O makaba kashiki di 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 koraba kase di 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 koraba kashiki di 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 basa. Take all the glory. Take all the glory, God. Ibashiki di 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 basa di 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 koraba kase di. The Lord indeed you're speaking to us. Makari bakashiki di 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 kubasa di. The Lord you guide us. You walk with us. Shidi parabasiki di 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 bashiki di basa di. Rikabosa di 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 koraba shiki di 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 kumbaka sakadepa. Rima maya karaboko bashe de korabaka bashe de korabaka shede. We experience your hand, we experience your power, your faithfulness, your grace, your kindness, your mercy, O God. We need you more and more. Koribaka shede de borakabasa de. O God, your hand is all that we need, your favor, your mercy, your goodness. Sharabakariboko basa de. We need you more and more. Korabasha karibedi baya karabasa de kobasha de ba. Oh, we need you, God of God, Jesus. We need you, Father God. We need you more and more. Koribaka shede de ba asa de ba. Arabaka shede de bosha karibasa da. We submit ourselves to your lordship, O God, to your goodness, to your leading. Oh, koribaka shede de korabaka sada da. Oh God, we thank you for your faithfulness. Oh, koribaka shede de. Indeed, it is you that sustains us. It is you that keeps us. It is you that watches over us, O God. We have seen your faithfulness, O God. We have seen your grace and mercy. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, indeed, that, Lord, we can trust in you, O God. Our hearts give you glory. Our hearts give you glory. Our hearts give you glory. Indeed, you tell us, O God, enter his gates with thanksgiving in our hearts and our hearts and into his courts with praise. Father, indeed, we thank you that we can enter into your courts with thanksgiving, O God. We give thanks for your protection, O God. We give you thanks for the gift of life. We give you thanks for the gift of family. We give you thanks for the gift of cover, O God. That, Lord, you have watched over our families, O God. You've watched over our children, O God. We give you thanks, O God, that, Lord, in everything we have seen your faithfulness, we have seen your hand, we've seen your guidance, O God. The works of our hands are blessed, O God. Our children are blessed, our churches are blessed, O God, our ministries are blessed, O God, O God, Jesus. Thank you that everything that we've touched, everything that we touch is blessed. We have seen your goodness. Father, I thank you that, Lord, we have divine health, O God, that, Lord, we are covered in health, O God. We are not sick in any way, O God, because Father, you heal all our diseases. Father God, I thank you that, Lord, we experience your divine health, O God. We experience the grace for healing, O God. And we not only walk in divine health, but also we administer health unto others, O God. We administer healing, O God. We walk in grace of healing, O God. And Father, this morning we thank you for all those that are unwell, O God. We thank you that, Lord, you are sending forth your word to touch them, O God. You say in your word that you send forth your word and you heal our diseases, O God. You heal our diseases. Every condition that we are having, O God, we bind it in the name of Jesus. Every crippling condition, O God. Every blind eyes, O God. Every deafening ears, O God. Every dumb tongues, O God. We set them loose in the name of Jesus. Every work of darkness that is holding back your people, O God, from experiencing the fullness of your grace, O God. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We come against it. We scatter by fire every works of darkness that have been brought by witchcraft, that have been brought by arrows of the evil one. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We cancel them, O God. Indeed, we walk under the shadow of the Almighty, O God. Indeed, you are God. You are God, and there is no one else like you, God. We adore you. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus, that you say the power of the just is ever shining brighter and brighter till the morning day, O God. I thank you for your path that is walking with us. I thank you for the grace that is walking with us, O God. The Lord, you are directing our steps, O God. You are directing us, O God. The Lord, we experience favor, O God. Indeed, our paths are getting better and better, O God. We do not walk in darkness, O God. We do not walk in lack of wisdom, O God. We walk in divine grace, O God, in divine protection. Holy, 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 holy are you, God. Thank you for full comprehension, O God. Thank you for the light of the gospel, O God, that floods our inner man, O God. The Lord, our inner man is given light, O God. We are given light, O God. Indeed, light to see, light to understand, light to experience the truth, O God, O God, Jesus. O God, we need to experience your truth, O God. We need to experience your hand, O God. da rema na kaye karabu sodo de bash de karabu sada da rabaya karabu sodo de karabu sodo de ba Jehovah, you are the Most High God. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus. You are the Mighty Redeemer. Rakasi de bosh de bas da da de rabaya karabu sodo de bash de bas da da karabu sodo do do roko bosh de bas da 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 amba kadiba amba kadiba da kabaya karabu sodo de bash de bas de remo sh de bas da da. Oh God, we need you. Korabasa de korabakase de. Thank you indeed for the church, oh God. Thank you for the establishment, oh God. We know it has taken your hand, oh God. It takes your power. It has taken your wisdom, oh God. It has not been on our own strength, not on our own abilities, not on our own capacities, oh God. But Lord, it has been your goodness. You have made it possible, oh God. And Father, we thank you for the harvest, oh God. Indeed, the harvest is plentiful. The harvest is ready, oh God. You said 3 months, but the harvest is ripe now. But the laborers are few, oh God. Father, I thank you for laborers, oh God. I thank you that you're sending forth the laborers, oh God. That laborers are being assigned to your harvest field, oh God. Are being assigned to do your work, oh God. The Lord, you established from the foundations of the earth. You had a purpose, oh God. You had a decision, oh God. You had a plan that you shall establish your children, oh God. You shall establish your name over the earth, oh God. The whole earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea, oh God. And Father, I thank you that your glory is flowing in this land, oh God. Your glory is flowing in Bangladesh, oh God. That your glory is being established. Over Cox's Bazaar, every hindrance of darkness is broken in the name of Jesus. Every hindrance of the enemy will come against it. We bind it in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind it. Father God, we thank you, the Lord. Laborers are coming, oh God. You are establishing laborers, oh God. You are sending forth laborers, oh God. You are setting the people free, oh God. Them that are held in bondage, oh God. Them that have been held in bondage, oh God. That there is no church, oh God. With the lies of darkness, oh God. We will set them free, oh God. Indeed, the gates of hell shall not prevail. The gates of hell shall not prevail. You've given us authority in heaven and on earth, oh God, to bind, oh God, and whatever is bound on the earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever is loosed on the earth shall be loosed in heaven, oh God. And Father, indeed, we set the people free, oh God. We set them to our captives, oh God. Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, oh God. You have anointed us, oh God, to preach good news to the poor, oh God. To preach freedom to the captive, oh God. To preach sight, recovery of sight to the blind, oh God. Indeed, to release the prisoners from the pits of hell, oh God, from the pits of destruction, oh God. We proclaim deliverance in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we need you. We need you. We need you. We need you. Oh, you are our portion. Oh God, indeed you have assigned my cup and my portion, oh God. Indeed my lot is secure, oh God. You have established the work of my hands, oh God. You have established my work, oh God. You have given us favor in place of favor. We need you more and more. Moko bashik in the bashik and then the bashik and then the bashik and then the rekani bashik in the boss and then the barakana ambaya karabusunu the bashik and then the barabasik and then the bashik and then the rekani boshik and then the bashik and then the orabasik and then the bashik and then the bashik and then the bashik and the boss and then the makani baya karabusunu the bashik and then the barabusunu the bo ambaya baba baba ambaya kababa baba baba kaya karabusunu the day ambaya Baba Baba Kashik in the Bashik in the Ora Kasik in the Bushik in the Oh God, you established the work of our hands of the Bakashik in the Bashik in the Rikari Bashik in the Bashik in the Karabusan and the Bashik in the Holy Spirit, we honor you. Holy Spirit, we adore you. Holy Spirit, you guide us, O God. Thank you, the Lord. You are teaching us your ways. Shidi barakaba kasete de basada. You are teaching us your ways. Shidi karamosete de barabosada da. Rekari basike de basike de boshike de ba. Mokore basike de barakabo. Mokore basike de basike de da. Rekari basike de da. Ora bakabo. Abakaraba. Oh makarabo ambaya kaba makarabaya karabo sedede. Thank you, darling Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that this morning you are speaking to us, O God. Thank you for the release of grace. Thank you for the release of grace. Thank you for the release of grace. Mara baba 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 kaya karabo sada didi shidi didi 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 ay 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 abo shidi didi didi basara da 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 kabo kopa shike didi didi raka baba 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 shidi didi didi kora baba baba shidi didi didi da 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 basara da 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 ambaya da 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 abo shidi didi didi karabo kopa shike didi didi karabo shike didi didi karabo kopa shike didi 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 reke di basara didi 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 basara da 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 basara da 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 moko da baka 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 shike didi didi basadi You are God, you are God. Oh mana da 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 Arabaya karabose de korabashe de korabakase over the mountains and the seas. Oh ya karabakabase da. Oh yes, Sharabana Bose de Karabokobashe de Rick any Banabana Arabokobashe de Ambayarabase de Korabakashe de Bashe de Mayarabase de Korabakashe de Bosa de da. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness, O God, Jesus. Thank you for your grace, O God. Thank you, Lord. Abaya karabo forever, oh yes, Lord, I could sing of your love. Forever, oh yes, Lord, I could sing of your love. Forever. Of your love forever, I can sing of your love forever. I will sing of your love forever. I will sing of your love forever. Thank you, Jesus, that indeed your love is gracious, you're faithful, you're holy, O God, and indeed you're able to speak and minister unto us this morning. We do not take it for granted. We know that it is by your hand, it is by your spirit, O God, it is by your leading, O God, and indeed we submit ourselves to be taught by you, O God, that you guide us and walk with us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Praise God. It's another good morning that God has given us to hear from Him and to be taught by Him and to be guided by Him. And I know that it is not an accident that you are here, that God purposed it, and that He is going to release His grace for us. Let me just set this up. Just a minute, and then we'll get going. Yeah, so we've been learning on prayer, and I know that God has been teaching us various aspects of prayer, and the Christian walk is really a life of communion with God. We cannot separate prayer from our communion with God, from our fellowship with God. And yesterday we've been learning about the mystery of the fellowship, the mystery of the fellowship, and whichever way you look at it, and in which we are seeing that there is a mystery of which we have our union with Christ, with the Spirit of Christ. And this union unites us in the Spirit with God the Father, unites us in the Spirit with Jesus, unites us in the Spirit with the Holy Spirit, and He is in us and we are in Him at the same time. So there's that intermingling, there's that fellowship of the mystery, and this means that He places us. When Jesus said, I will go and prepare a place for you, and I will come and invite you and take you to be with me, and He has seated us in heavenly places with Him. And so our position in the heavens is in the place where Christ is, at the right hand of the Father, elevated in the highest place in the heavens, and we are seated with Him. And that's why the Bible says that my life is now hidden in Christ, and Christ is in God. That means if the enemy is to find you, he has to find you in Christ. And we have that place of faith where God has called us, that by faith, let Christ dwell in our hearts richly. And so we have a responsibility to allow Christ to dwell in us. And so today I want us to still carry on in prayer and carrying on in understanding prayer. And I want us to today look at some aspects, a very important aspect, which is praying in the Spirit. And we will have tried to understand what does that mean, and then that will also lead us to understanding praying in tongues. It will also help us to differentiate what is speaking in tongues, and we are going to see the influence of the Holy Spirit over, I mean, the next series of teachings, the influence of the Holy Spirit and the importance of the Holy Spirit in praying, and he the role that he plays in the life of a believer in praying. So I think that's just what is in my heart that we need to cover, and we'll cover it over some time. But I want us to first of all ask ourselves, who is the Holy Spirit, and why is he so important, you know, to the life of our believer? Now, from the onset, that we see that when we look at the Old Testament, we can see clearly that from the beginning, Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, if we can quickly just jump there, we already are introduced to the Spirit of God. And the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And so you can see that in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was formless and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the surface of the waters. So from the onset, we are introduced that the Holy Spirit was there from the beginning. He was needed in creation. He surrounded everything. He encompassed everything. And so what we see and we understand is that the Spirit of God is omnipresent. That means he is everywhere. He fills the whole earth. He fills everything. There is nothing that happens before him without him knowing. And this is something that you can correlate with Psalms 139, where David says that, you know, he asks the question, oh Lord, you know, you have searched me, you have examined my heart, you know when I sit, you know where I stand, you know my thoughts. And eventually, I think it is in verse 7, it says, where can I escape? Where shall I go from your spirit? And where shall I flee from your presence? If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, you are there. If I take up the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there, thy hand shall lead me, thy hand shall hold me. You know, and even if he says the darkness to cover him, or the night shall be like light about him. And so David was meditating and reflecting on the omnipresence of God, that God's presence and God's spirit is everywhere, that it doesn't matter where David goes, God's spirit is with him. And so we see that what we understand of God is that God is spirit, and we human beings are made flesh. So when God made man, he breathed his spirit into the man, and the man became a living soul. Adam became a living soul. The ruach, the breath of God, was breathed into him, and he became a living soul. But you see, the problem is Adam failed. Adam decided to obey the enemy, and he, in doing that, in yielding to that, he lost his authority, he lost his place, and God said, the day you shall eat from the fruit, from the knowledge of tree of good and evil, that day you shall surely die. And that day Adam died. But God had it in his provision that he wanted to restore man, because God does not specialize in failed projects. Man is God's project. It is God himself that said, let us make man. So there is no way that God didn't know that Adam would sin. And that is why even in the garden, he had put the knowledge, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And he also had in the same garden the tree of life. But you see, Adam was not permitted to take of the knowledge of the tree of the knowledge of the tree of life in that state of death, because that means he would have stayed in perpetual death. And that is a state that is away from God. So that is why Adam had to be chased away from the garden. Adam and Eve had to be chased away from the Garden of Eden, because in their fallen state, if they partook of the tree of life, they would have remained in their fallen state forever, eternally. And that was not the plan of God. But you see, God does not specialize in failed projects. There is no manufacturer that is happy if any of his projects fail. So likewise, you, me, we human beings are the project of God. We are the heart of God. God made everything for man. You can imagine he created the whole earth for man. The Bible says he created the earth to be inhabited. It was not to be empty. And so God is pleased when human beings exercise their dominion, exercise their authority over the fish, over the land, over the birds of the air, over the water, over all creation. And that is why you see God is not surprised that human beings are making rain. He's not surprised that people are communicating through radio waves, through telecommunication. Why? Because he established it. He established it. And at every point in creation and in time, he has released certain knowledge that is needed for that time. At every point of man's history, God has released something that is needed. And he has clearly said that in the last days, there shall be an increase in knowledge. So this is what we are seeing. There is a rapid increase in knowledge. And yet we are also told that wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of our times. So God has already prophesied and has already told us in his word that everything that we are seeing, even with AI and everything that is going, there shall be an increase and a greater increase in knowledge. But all that is telling us, it is pointing us towards the end, towards the coming back of our Lord and Savior in the second coming of Christ. He is coming back, and all that points us to him. So we've been looking at how God breathed his spirit into man. Man became a living soul. So Adam was living from his soul. But you see, God knew that for him to restore that relationship to man, he needs to bring him back to life. And that bringing back to life is only by the Spirit of God. And that is why even in the Old Testament, we see that the Holy Spirit will come and anoint specific people. There are specific people who are anointed by the Holy Spirit, and these were kings, these were priests, and there were prophets. So three key people were anointed by the Holy Spirit, or rather the Holy Spirit will come upon them in the Old Testament, and they will do great and mighty works. Now, for example, Samson, the Bible tells us that when the Spirit of God came upon him, he was a mighty man. He became stronger. He took a jawbone and he killed 1,000 men alone. He was able to ask God for the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of God to come him, and his strength came back to him. And he, in one day, in his final blow, he killed more Philistines than he had than when he was alive. God anointed David, and David, when he was filled with the Holy Spirit, he was able to have many conquests. He was able to be a great leader. He was able to be a great worshiper. He was able to be prophetic. He was able to see into the future. He was able to do so much. God gave Solomon, his son, the spirit of wisdom, and he was able to rule and govern, and there's so much that he was able to do. The prophets, when they were anointed, they were turned into a different man. And they were able to speak mysteries. You can see Elijah, you can see Elisha, you can see the miracles that they did. But all this was as a result of the Spirit of God upon them. But you see, God knew it, that his desire was that all men be filled by the Spirit of God. And that is why in Joel chapter 2, verse 28 to 29, Joel chapter 2, he says that, "And afterwards I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. So the reality is, as long as you are a human being, as long as you have flesh, you are a candidate to be filled by the Holy Spirit. And remember, we've been talking about that the moment we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit comes and indwells us and makes us alive. And now we have access to the kingdom of God, and we are made born again. We are born from above because we are born from the Spirit of God that comes into our hearts and makes us alive. And then we are no longer like Adam, because Adam was a living soul, but we are given the Spirit of God. So we have the Zoe, that is the life of God within us. So there is something, there is a treasure inside every believer that is the life of God, that is the Spirit of God. And we've been learning about how God indwells in the life of a believer. So when the Holy Spirit is inside us, then that means that we have direct access. We have direct communication to the Father. We are able to speak to Him, Father to child, Spirit to spirit. And remember, the book of John teaches us that God is Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. For these are the kind of worshipers that the Father seeks. Now, the reason why we need to pray in spirit, we need to worship in spirit, in that, first of all, our spirits must be made alive. They must be made alive by the believing and by salvation. Our spirits are made alive, then they are activated to see and to hear and to talk and to have communication with God. So for us to pray in the Spirit, we must first be born again. We must first be spiritually alive. And that is why when Nicodemus came to Jesus in John chapter 3, and he asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do?" You know, and immediately Jesus answered him and said, "You must be born again. Unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. You cannot enter the kingdom of God. You cannot have perception of the kingdom of God." And he asked, "How can a grown man, can I enter my mother's womb again?" But then Jesus told him that flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit gives birth to spirit. And that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. So when we give our lives to Jesus, we become born of the Spirit, and we become born again, and our spirits are made alive. And it is only a person that is spiritually alive that is able to pray in spirit and is able to pray with direct communication and access and revelation and has insight and understanding. And those are the prayers that God helps us to understand, helps us to pray and to know. So one thing that we see, so Jesus did not start his earthly ministry until he was filled by the Holy Spirit, until the Holy Spirit came upon him on the day of his baptism. And the Bible says that when he went to be baptized, as he was coming out of the water, heaven opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form, in the form of a dove. And a voice was heard from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And immediately, when he got out, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where he was tested by the devil. So what we see is that the Spirit was critical for Jesus' ministry on the earth. And Jesus was showing us that without the Spirit of God, we cannot do the work of ministry. Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot do the work of ministry. You cannot pray effectively. And that is why you will find some scholars who They have a lot of theology, or they have religious leaders from other religions. They can quote for you the Bible more than you, but because they are dead spiritually, the Bible is just an academic book for them. Even if they try to argue or explain it, it has no impact, because their spirits are not alive and they have no way of connecting with that truth until they surrender themselves to God. So I was just wanted us to give us the background of that, and I want us to see the place where we are asked to pray in spirit. And this is in the book of Ephesians chapter 6. And it's from verse 10, we are learning about the whole armor of God. And verse 18 is the key scripture that tells us, that says that Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, maybe I can just read from verse 10 so that we have the context. It says that a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power, put on all of God's armor, so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be standing firm, standing your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all this, hold up the shield of faith to stop up the fiery arrows of the devil. And then verse 17, it says, put on salvation as your helmet, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Verse 18, it says, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Verse 19, and pray for me also. Ask God to give me the right words so that I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan, that the good news is for Jews and Gentiles alike. I am in chains now, still preaching this message as God's ambassador, so pray that I will keep speaking boldly for him as I should. So you can see that Paul is actually in prison, and this is what we are saying. This is one of his prison epistles, and we can see he's summarizing to us the core things of the things that have made him who he is, his key understanding, his key revelation. And you can see verse 18, it says, pray, let me read from King James. It says, praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and watching there unto all perseverance and supplications for all the saints. So we can see we are being told we need to pray in the Spirit. So I will say the first understanding of praying in the Spirit is that you must first be spiritually alive for you to pray in the Spirit. Anyone who is spiritually dead cannot be able to pray in the Spirit. So I hope that is very clear, that it is the Spirit of God that gives life. And that's why even we say in John chapter 6 verse 63, The flesh counts for nothing. It is the Spirit that quickens. It's the Spirit that gives life. The words that I speak to you, they are Spirit and they are life. And that's why we get the theme verse for this channel, Spirit and life. The words that I speak to you, they are Spirit and life. So it is the Spirit of God that gives us life. So praying in the Spirit means, first of all, that you are spiritually alive, you are born again, and that way you can communicate directly to the Father, spirit to spirit, father to child. Number two about praying in the Spirit is about being led by the Spirit and being empowered by the Spirit. Now, many people do, as we yesterday we were learning, that there's a challenge that whenever people pray, or rather many Christians are leading themselves. What does that mean? It means that there are people, yes, they are believers, but they have not surrendered themselves fully to the leading, to the guidance, to the direction of the Holy Spirit. And yet this is not the case. This is not how God expected us to be led. In Galatians chapter 5 verse 16, the Bible tells us, it says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." NLT puts it in a good way. It says, "So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves." The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us the desires that are opposite of what the sinful nature desires. The two forces are constantly fighting each other so that you are not free to carry out your good intentions. But when you are directed by the Spirit, when you are led by the Spirit, you are not under obligation to the law of Moses. So what the Bible is telling us, that when for us to pray in the Spirit, for us to be in the Spirit, let us be led by the Spirit. Let us walk in step with the Spirit. Let us keep in guidance of the Spirit. Romans also 8 verse 14 tells us that for those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So praying in the Spirit is prayer that is directed and is guided by the Spirit of God. You know, and how does God direct us when we're praying? As you're praying, God puts in ideas, God puts in prayer points, God brings to remembrance people that may be your brothers, your sisters, God brings to your remembrance needs. And as you pray, then God is leading you in prayer, and then that means you're praying in spirit. You're sensitive to his leading in prayer, and then he helps you to know what to pray for. And this, I can link it to Romans chapter 8, where the Bible says that we do not know what we ought to pray for. We do not know what to pray for, but the Spirit. And this is Romans chapter 8, verse 26. It says that, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our infirmities, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought." That means there is a way that God wants us to pray. And the Bible is telling us that, yes, we do not know how we ought to pray, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, and because he makes intercession for the saints in accordance to the will of God. So the Spirit of God, when we are praying in the Spirit, it is the Spirit of God that is empowering us, is leading us, is empowering us, is guiding us, and he's also interceding for us. And the thing that what the Holy Spirit does is that he takes from the mind of the Father. So as you're praying, what the Holy Spirit does, he works like a search engine. You know how Google works. He works like a search engine. He is searching the heart of the Father. He's searching the mind of the Father. He's bringing to you what are God's thoughts, what are God's ideas. The Spirit of God reveals to us the mind of God and the will of God. So praying in the Spirit is aided prayer, and prayer that is aided by the Spirit of God. So number one, you said it, praying in the Spirit is when you are spiritually alive, you're born again. Number two, you've said it is prayer that is enabled and divinely aided by the Spirit. And number three of praying in the Spirit is praying in tongues. And my time does not allow me to get into that. We shall get into that tomorrow. So please be ready to tune in tomorrow through the same channel. I think I'll welcome my brother to share at this point, and I believe that God is teaching us and will continue to teach us the things that he wants us to learn. And this is the first part of praying in the spirit, understanding praying in the spirit. Yeah, so welcome, my brother.
To Maria.
Yes.
It's not bad for my side now.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. Maybe I will have to listen more again today. Be able to get it. I've been not paying much attention. Struggling CP and there then.
No problem. Yeah. No worries. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. And just to summarize again, praying in the spirit is when you pray when you're spiritually alive, that means you're born again. Number two, when you're praying in the spirit is where you're guided and led by the spirit. The spirit of God is searching the heart of God, giving you the will of God, and you affirm it and you confirm it in your prayer and you're guided by him. And number three, praying in the spirit is also praying in tongues. And I've said I cannot handle praying in tongues now because that's a big topic. And I pray that God will give us the grace to tackle it tomorrow. Okay, so let us pray. Heavenly Father and Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your grace and teaching this morning, that we do not take it for granted, that you have taught us and that you're going to encourage us. You're going to lead us to understand it in a special way. And I thank you for understanding. Thank you for those that are listening now and those that shall listen later, that the word shall take root in them. And that, Lord, they shall come alive in spirit. Those that feel they are far away from them, I pray for restoration, because you're the God that restores. You breathe your spirit into them. And Father, indeed, I speak a breath of life. I speak the breath of the Spirit of God to breathe over every dead situation, to breathe and bring life over dead marriages, over dead situations, over sick bodies. Let your Spirit of God breathe over dead churches, over dead nations, oh God. The Lord, your Spirit, let it come alive and let it bring life. And Father, we speak life. Indeed, you say our words that we can speak life, and we speak life. Indeed, as Christ became a life-giving spirit, he also gave us the grace to also become life-giving spirits. And everywhere we go, we'll spread the aroma of life. We bring life and we speak life. And I pray that life shall come into our hearts, and they that shall come even into contact with this video, with this message, they shall be rejuvenated and made spiritually alive. And he that does not know you, I pray that they shall come to a knowledge of truth, and even as they confess their sins, they shall receive the affirmation of the Spirit that you love them and that you forgive their sins, that you're able to make them new creation in Christ Jesus. Even as we depart, as we go and do the works that concerns us, that you give us the favor, the wisdom, and the guidance to do your work. We pray all this trusting and believing in Jesus' mighty name. We pray and believe. Amen. Shalom, and may God help us to we meet again in another time. Bless you.